and services. Some have been positive, others have been negative. The community is largely divided on this decision. But before I go further with my statement, I again want to say I'm in favor of exploring this shared leadership model, but I remain opposed to the contract that has been approved. It's the contract that I oppose. I remain convinced that we entered into the contract too quickly without regard to due diligence. We did not have access to the final job description. There was no organizational chart to clearly delineate who answers to whom. And the question of whether we even need a director of operations was never considered. An in-depth analysis of the financial impact of this contract was never conducted. Only one negotiating session was held with Representative Sugimango to discuss the conditions of the contract, and there was very little give and take at that session. There should have been an opportunity to discuss the contract negotiations with the full school board and then return for additional discussions on the proposed contract. This plan that was built as a model that others across the state wanted to complete has become a model of what not to do. Unfortunately, once Mr. Strickler tossed his hat into the ring, objectivity among the board administration was lost. Every objection to the plan on the table was interpreted as a vote against Mr. Strickler. This plan that was to be someone's legacy has become a legacy of a divided community. Since the vote was taken in June, citizens have contacted state legislators, rumors of ethics violations run rampant, and many posts have been made online. Fellow board members, some administrators, and numerous citizens have largely attributed all of these actions to me. In fact, when a community member asked a question that was in opposition to the contract at a recent board meeting, the answer was addressed to me. Fellow board members have resorted to name calling, and community leaders have treated me in a largely unbecoming manner. I wish to state for the record that I did not contact, nor did I talk to any state legislators about this contract. I did not instigate any ethics violations charges, and I do not post online. The actions for which I am being accused are not my actions. I did state my objections to the contract at several public board meetings. I did vote against the contract, and I did call Dr. Hollister to share my concerns regarding the director of operations position. As a school board member, I have a responsibility to ask questions and to vote my conscience, and I have a right to do so